Close to 17 million cars and light trucks were sold in the last 12 months.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Cars are usually the most expensive consumer product people purchase. And historically, car sales have been highly correlated with consumer sentiment and economic cycles in the U.S., with the exception of the large cities. And with all due respect to my friends in local transportation, public transportation in the rest of the country leaves a lot to be desired. Outside the major cities, our transportation infrastructure has become almost entirely based on private car ownership. 16.9 million cars and light trucks were sold in the U.S. in the last 12 months, ending in January 2020. Almost exactly the same as its average level in the boom years of 2004-2005. However, our population has increased by more than 35 million people since then. So on a per capita basis, we are far from the peak car buying period when the number of cars sold per year exceeded 6 per every 100 Americans. Now that number has dropped to 5, a significant drop. During the dark days of the Great Recession, car sales dropped by almost 50%. We basically stopped buying new cars and discovered, to our surprise, that our old cars may not have been as obsolete as we have been led to believe. During the Great Recession, the Cash for Clunker program was introduced to prevent the demise of the U.S. car industry. The sheer size of the buyback not only stopped the decline in car sales, but it spiked sales volume sky high. The effectiveness of the program became obvious after it ended, when the car market not only didn't drop back to where it was before the program started, but grew rapidly. And in a year's time, months after the end of the program, car sales were 30% higher than before the start of the program. The Cash for Clunker program worked and pulled back the car industry from the brink of disaster, which is exactly what the program was engineered to do. Yeah, economic engineering, done right, usually works. Businesses always adjust their methods of operation after each recession. When they have to do with a lot less, they learn new methods. And the longer and the harder a recession, the larger the changes after the recession. Buying cars historically was highly correlated with consumer sentiment index. And while this index is higher now than what it was before the Great Recession, on a per capita basis, cars and light truck purchases has dropped from around 6 for every 100 U.S. residents to 5, a significant drop of 15%. It appears that consumers, similar to businesses, also learned from the long and hard recession, at least when it comes to their car buying habits. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.